You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Monday afternoon, and The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is a kind of wonky but interesting and very important fight in the blockchain world of Ethereum. So Ethereum is both a coin and an ecosystem where a lot of people are building blockchain startups. But let's focus on the coin element of it. In order to get most cryptocurrencies, you have to do an act called mining, which usually means you solve a mathematical problem. If you solve it or you're the first one to solve it, you get some of the coin. It creates an incentive system for people to build ever more powerful computers. It's how people have mined bitcoins. It's why there are all the problems that you've probably heard about of the huge energy and resource consumption mining bitcoin. So anyway, Ethereum. Ethereum is founded on the principle that it will lead to decentralization, right? We all know this about blockchain. We all know this about cryptocurrencies. But one thing that's happened is that chip makers have started building specialized chips to make it easier to mine Ethereum. Now, suddenly, if mining Ethereum only becomes available to people with the specialized chips, then there will be a real centralization. So the Ethereum community doesn't like this, because the point of Ethereum is to decentralize, but now there's a new technology that will centralize. So a developer has been trying to build software to kind of slow down the benefits of the specialized chip. But now there's a bunch of confusion, because really, if you want to stop the centralization caused by the specialized chip, you need some kind of decision to either thwart the chip or promote the software that will slow down the chip. But in order to do that, you need some kind of centralized decision making. And who exactly should make that choice? Because there is no centralized group that can make a decision about Ethereum. Is it the creator? Is it all the people who own it? Is it the people who are really interested voting in Twitter polls? There isn't a democratic system that can really make this kind of decision. So what you're having is a group of people who kind of would like to stay decentralized, trying to figure out whether they need to centralize to counter this trend that will further centralize the whole technology. So it's circular, it's complicated, it's also really interesting to watch because it's important to see how these self-forming internet and technological communities can come and create decision-making entities. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. Please go back and mine your Ethereum. See you later.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.